As in breast cancer, there's been an increasing recognition that while local therapy has a critical role in disease management, at this point, the key to improving the outcome of these patients is the development of more effective systemic therapy. I met with Dr. Axel Grothy for his take on the systemic issues that are most relevant to practicing surgeons, and he began by commenting on accurate staging.
In the adjuvant setting, from a surgical perspective and trying to connect to medical oncologists, I think they need to realize that we have made gradual advances in the treatment efficacy in the adjuvant setting. And I'm now, first of all, focusing on stage 3 patients. And first of all, the question is, how do we best define stage 3? And we've all become aware of the importance of lymph nodes, the number of lymph nodes, perhaps in the ratio of affected to resected or identified lymph nodes. But I think one of the key messages surgeons should be aware of is we need an adequate number of lymph nodes to really identify stage 3 patients as stage 3 patients or stage 2 patients as stage 2 patients.
And, you know, to me, I don't know whether it's just my perception of this or actually the fact that there's some things that have come out recently, even just in the ASCO meeting that was, you know, June in Chicago, that really, I mean, to me, it opened my eyes up. And I guess maybe we can start by saying, what do we know about the impact of number of nodes in terms of prognosis in stage 2 patients where it really is critical?
I mean, the number of lymph nodes that are identified in the resected specimen is important, first of all, to really see, is this really a stage 2 patient? We would normally require at least 12 lymph nodes, although this is more or less an arbitrary number. The more lymph nodes, the better. Secondly, we know the more lymph nodes are negative, even within these stage 2 patients, the more lymph nodes we see, the better outcome is. And this could point to a difference in biology, a patient host that can generate lymph nodes and respond to the tumor, perhaps in form of kind of immune response, and makes it easy to identify a certain number of lymph nodes, probably has a more contained tumor with better prognosis.
Or I guess the other option is it really just is simply that if you look at 5 nodes and you see they're all negative, you may be missing some nodes that are
correct.
Actually positive.
So you need 12 nodes by our standards right now to really make sure this is stage 2.
And I guess the other thing is, just from a practical perspective, the truth of the matter is if an oncologist sits down with a patient who has less than 12 positive nodes and they're node negative, they're going to look at them as high risk and most likely recommend chemotherapy.
Correct. And this is another awareness for surgeons, but also pathologists should have, that the number of lymph nodes can mean yes or no for treatment, which could be 6 months of adjuvant oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy. So I recently had a case at Mayo Clinic, high-volume center, where I saw a patient's so-called stage 2 with 10 lymph nodes, resected at Mayo Clinic. I called the surgeon. The surgeon said, no, I really did all kind of standard procedures. So I called the pathologist and asked, you know, you might not realize that if you give me 2 lymph nodes more, this patient switches from high risk to standard risk or low risk.
They walk out your door without chemo as opposed to 6 months of chemo.
Exactly. And I think pathologists might not be fully aware of that. Having said that, it also shows how arbitrary our cutoff is. There is never a clear line between high risk and low risk. And when we say the lines are 12 and we kind of religiously would consider a 9 lymph node specimen as indicating high risk, it's not perfect. Everything we're doing is not perfect when it comes to prognostic and assessment in stage 2 right now.
So, I mean, it's not perfect scientifically, but practically, I mean, I can tell you doing patterns of care studies of oncologists in this country, it's going to make a huge difference whether they see 11 nodes or 12 nodes, whether it's right or not, it's going to make a difference.
I agree. And in my personal practice, what I've done in the absence of better information is if a patient has one adverse clinical prognostic factor, I defaulted toward treatment because I don't want to miss the chance of not giving him optimal care. And these clinical risk factors are actually factors we see out of the surgical report and pathology report. It's T4 tumors, undifferentiated tumors, less than 12 lymph nodes reported in the specimen, lymphovascular invasion. I think that these are the main characteristics. So if we have one of those factors positive, only one of those, this patient would be classified as clinically high risk based on retrospective analysis, and we would default toward chemotherapy.